This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:07, you're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott, alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Uncle Ralph, how are you today?
Doing well.
Have a good weekend.
Enjoying this 80-degree weather. And not looking forward to evidently what's around the corner.
Yeah, it's supposed to. I've heard 90s mentioned. So
by the weekend, yeah, we could be in the low 90s. But hey, it's that time of the year.
And I'm actually thinking about cutting my grass before it gets too hot.
And that's going to be a thing of the past if we don't get some precipitation here pretty quick.
That's true. We got a couple of good guests here today.
Yes, we do.
Mickey Robbins, I think this is the first for Mickey. 3 weeks in a row he's been on this show. So something's up with our booking agent. I don't.
Yeah.
I only said three words last week and five
that's
words
true.
The week
that's,
before.
Yeah.
So you can't count them.
So today he's going to talk.
We're here to. Mickey Robinson is here. He's going to talk about the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce Summer Concert Series out in Benilde. We also have Mark Bourne with us. He is a member of the band that will be performing out at the Summer Concert Series. So stay tuned for that, and we'll be right back.
At Plummer Funeral Home, after many years of service, we remain committed to providing the most caring, professional funeral services in this area. It is our mission to provide each family with the very best in quality care during what is often the most difficult of circumstances. At Plummer Funeral Home, we have never taken for granted the confidence families place in us, and we promise to always go the extra mile to earn your trust. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday Talk Show. Tobin Ott here with you, along with everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Our guest this week is Mickey Robinson from the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce and Mark Bourne. He is a member of the River Ramblers. We'll talk with him momentarily about the band. And Mickey, let's start things off with you. The Summer Concert Series started off last night. How did the first night go?
It went so good. I was just on cloud nine. The weather was perfect, 81 degrees with a 9 mile wind of the northwest. It was just beautiful, and the people come out. It's the first time in opening night we had a big crowd of over 200 plus.
Who does the counting?
Overwhelming.
Who does the counting? Do you manually count, or
I manual count with a clicker, and then somebody goes back. Rory Mockler from FNB Bank goes back and gone. We have a nickel wager, if I count right. And I win most of the time.
I think
if he goes past me in past 5 minutes, usually there's some people that sneak in. But I wait to 7:20 before I start counting.
Now, wait a minute here. Only a nickel?
That's the biggest bet I make, sir.
Come on. You can make a kill. If you're always right on this,
That was always right.
Come on, Mickey. I'm disappointed. Only a nickel?
That's all.
You can't even get gum for a nickel.
I know that, but in high school, I bet a nickel on the World Series all the time and things like that. I've always bet a nickel. That's just me.
I mean, that won't even give you anything in gas these days.
That's the idea. That's how much.
I don't think you'd be quick enough to get your hand off the pump switch for
true.
A nickel anymore.
That's true. The way that meter goes up, it goes up pretty quick. Let's see. Last night you had what, Will Black?
Will Black Orchestra.
He's a fairly decent draw, especially in the Macoupin County area, correct?
Yes, he's well known because when he returned from World War II, he started his band in 49, and it keeps changing over the years like most of these bands do. And he's been playing that old toe-tapping big band with a vocalist there.
Okay.
And they had a vocalist there last night.
Right. And they did very well, and people just make toe-tapping everything. It's just like Jack Buck always said, music is if you can use your fingers and tap on the steering wheel as you're driving when you hear good music on the radio. He always played that type of music, and Will Black is doing that.
Now, this event is always held at the Benilde City Park.
Bunnell City Park, you can't get lost because we got stains all over places.
Where do you put the stage normally? Like, I remember Italian American days, they had that stage at the back
end.
Same place. Okay.
Yeah, we're on a stage. It's under a pavilion, so you don't have to sit out in the sun. You can. The people bring their lawn chairs. They sit under the pavilion, and are like about 50% sit on the pavilion, and the other 50% sit out on the grass on the east side of it, where the sun is not hitting anymore. It's the shade, and they all like it like that.
To give you an idea of how successful the opening night was at the Cold Country Chambers Summer Classics. The stand sold out of just about all their food, so that tells you that the crowd was there, the crowd was hungry, and things went well, and you go and you sit there, and it's an hour and 30-minute show, nonstop, and so you don't have to you know, worry about breaks or anything. You go, you sit down, you listen to the music, you get up and you go home or wherever you're going to do. So it's a well-operated...
And it's family fun.
Yeah.
If I'm looking at here, you've got hot dogs, Big Smokies, Italian beef, soda, and water. The beer tent and anything like that, not happening.
Not one event in 15 years running the chamber we allowed alcohol, because it's more family, and also most of it is in the evening. This is about the only event that we have for an evening, and one time in the 15 years someone walked up and said, "Where's the beer at?" And that surprised me. But you left out the most important sale that we have in this:
strawberry shortcake with homemade ice cream?
No, I can't say homemade ice cream. Just ice cream on it.
Okay.
We sold 75 of those.
Yeah, they were, everybody was walking around with one in their hand.
And it was cool, so everybody wanted to eat last night. The Smokies, the Big Smokies, the hot dogs, the Italian beef, we blew that out last night. Our projections were way off, but we had enough to cover everything.
And that's got to be hard to project, though.
Oh,
I mean, with
is.
The weather and... And again, I guess it goes with the band, too. I mean, if you have a popular band that you know is going to draw a crowd, you're going to have maybe a little more Big Smokies or hot dogs or stuff to make the strawberry shortcakes with ice cream than you would if you have a band that you don't know much about.
Well, the only problem there is if it's a new band, like Mark's here on the River Rambler. We'll first band, but we'll project because we've heard him. We've heard his band and what the return, what kind of we projected. What we normally do is we keep track records of every band, every what the weather is, the temperature, the wind blowing, and everything for the night. So like last night, it was 81 at 6 o'clock,
right?
And Northwest was making it perfect, so we built into everything. But for the first night, we normally don't draw that heavy, 200 plus crowd. So we kind of got overwhelmed a little bit. But I'll tell you what, I'll take them nights. Maybe next week it'll be 95. They won't eat as much. They'll drink more and eat strawberry shortcake. But that's we kind of learn how the trend goes there.
Mark, let's turn things over to you here. You're a member of the River Ramblers. Tell us a little bit about your band.
Well, we are a traditional bluegrass band. We're a five-piece acoustic instrumentation. I don't know if you're familiar with in your radio history of a fellow named Bill Monroe.
I've heard of the name.
He started this music back in 1939. He was actually performing various types of music before that, but settled on this style and this instrumentation in his band then, and that's what became known as bluegrass. Of course, he's from Kentucky, hence the name. So our band is the same instrumentation as Bill's. You'd have a mandolin. You have a flat-top guitar, you have an upright doghouse bass, a five-string banjo, and, of course, the fiddle. Wouldn't be a bluegrass band without a fiddle, hardly. There are some other instruments that...
Of course, you can't play in Texas without a fiddle in the band, either.
or anywhere around Illinois, right?
Right.
But we've been playing this for a long time, and the kind of music we do is his style of music. We'll do a lot of his songs. We'll do... you may have heard of Ralph Stanley, who has been around forever, but... Mm-hmm. Became quite more popular with the advent of the movie out about 10 years ago, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou. He was in that. That kind of music in that background of that that movie is similar to what we do. Flatten Scruggs, you know, they did the Bonnie and Clyde theme. They were on the Beverly and Hillbillies. That's the
Foggy Mountain Breakdown.
That's their song. That's the kind of music we do.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, Earl Scruggs was the banjo player. Both Flat and Scruggs were in Bill Monroe's band at one time when they started out. They broke away from him and started their own thing. So that's the kind of music that goes on there.
And you, your band, you originate from where?
We're all from around central Illinois. Most of them are in Springfield area. I live in Divernon. One lives in Springfield, one lives in Mechanicsburg, one lives in Petersburg, and one lives in the big town of Beamington, which is just outside of Springfield. However,
I've never heard of that town.
Yeah, well, it's kind of on Lake Springfield out there, so to speak. It's okay. Out by Lincoln Memorial Gardens.
Okay.
The banjo player in our group originated from Arkansas. The mandolin player originated from Kentucky. The fiddle player, we have a girl fiddle player. She's a chemistry professor at Lincoln Land, and she came from Michigan, where she grew up going to bluegrass festivals there. So all these folks have had backgrounds in bluegrass music from their original states.
What drew you to this area and to the summer concert series? Because obviously, if you guys are all up in the Springfield area, no offense, I would think you got a lot of gigs up in Springfield. And is this one of those things that you're trying to work yourself down?
No, we've played all over for years. We travel. We played in all the neighboring states. We play all over Illinois. It's just a matter of when somebody hears of us. You know, I happen to work down in this area, Tobin, and have for 30 years. And a fellow I work with, I think, knows Mickey, and word got through them that we might be available for something like this. So that's how that happened. But we've played all over the area and the neighboring states for 26 years.
A good friend of mine, when we talk of people playing the violin or fiddle, whatever you want to call it, a good friend of mine from up in your area that I listened to for years and loved his music was Ken Carlisle and the Cadillac Cowboys.
Sure, you know? I know Kenny. I've played with Kenny.
Yeah, he's quite
Kenny
an artist.
Kenny plays more of a country style, I was a big fan of his 30 years ago, and I never got to know the guy till a few years ago, but he's actually from Rushville, Illinois.
Yeah.
And I happen to go up there. We've got some property up there where we go deer hunting and stuff. So I've got to know Kenny and played with him a few times. He plays out on his own now without a big band and, you know, set in a 2 or 3-man show.
Kind of slowing down a little.
Yeah, yeah. Fun guy to play with.
Oh, yeah, and he's good.
But the difference between a violin and a fiddle is actually nothing as far as the physics of the machine. It's all about how you play it, what style it is. So,
yeah.
You know, if you're playing in an orchestra, it's a violin. If you're playing like we play, it's a fiddle.
Well, we have a band that plays on July 24th, and it's been with us for five. This is their fifth year, called Heartland Band. They're out of Litchfield with a 15-year-old, 16-year-old now is the fiddler player from Pocahontas. And she is, being the fiddler player she is, she 2 years ago, she won the Fiddle State Contest. You're more familiar probably than I am on that, but she became the winner. And when she gets out there, the people love it when she gets in there.
Well, let me tell you about a famous fiddler that won the state fiddle contest in Illinois. Have you ever heard the name of Allison Krauss?
I've heard the name, but that's
Union Station.
Yes, when she was 12 years old, she won that also, and look what she's become now. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of people who started their roots in bluegrass who crossed over to, you know, become more popular and try to make some more money in the music scene. You're talking Allison Krauss is one of the biggest, but Ricky Skaggs was playing bluegrass at 5 years old. He played with Bill Monroe when he was 5 years old. Vince Gill, Keith Whitley, Marty Stewart, all these guys. Marty Stewart was traveling with Lester Flatt when he was 13 years old professionally, left home. And
Marty Stewart has a show, I believe it's on Saturday night on RFD Illinois.
I watch it all the time.
Yeah.
He was up here in Virginia, Illinois last summer. I left a bluegrass festival job we had, hit the car as quick as I could, and went up to see him.
I think he's supposed to be, I'm not promoting another event, I think he's supposed to be in this area performing with Merle Haggard. coming up.
I'd like to hear about that.
If I'm not mistaken, yeah, I thought I read something about that.
I believe you're right. I saw a flyer on that. I believe it was
a couple of my idols right there.
And yeah. I think maybe at the pageant or something like that. But anyway,
wow.
Yeah, Marty Stewart. He's a big name in the biz.
Oh yeah.
So you,
yeah. Great mandolin player.
Your event schedule. Are you? Is your band pretty much playing? Pretty much every weekend you've got a gig.
No, I would say we're very...
Or do you try to keep that in check so that way you don't tire everyone out?
We're very weather-oriented, Tobin. When the good weather comes, May, we start playing a lot outdoor gigs.
Mm-hmm.
And do that May and June, July. It seems like a lot of these types of things have kind of had their run around August. You know, you got that state fair thing going on and stuff. We slow down just a little bit in August. Then in September, it's usually our biggest month because everybody's having a lot of outdoor-type festivals and craft things and what have you in that time of year. So we play through September real hard, right up into maybe early to mid-October. And then we'll slow down in the winter. When it comes hunting season, that's when we slow down.
Well, we're going to have you. We already booked you for the fall festival in September. On September,
I was going to ask about that.
Yeah, we got him booked for September 22nd, and it's going to be an unusual thing. But he's going to be playing the first time Tuesday night, July 17th, there at the Bunnell City Park. I'm proud of this because it's a new band. Every year we try to have one new band come in and to promote this and give them some good. As long as attendance, people come and show up real good and nice crowds, spend a little money with us. It doesn't cost you nothing, but if you want a hot dog or something like that, a strawberry shortcake. But it's free. Parking's free, everything. Bring your lawn chair, Bunnell City Park. You get into Bunnell, you just follow the signs because it's very easy to find.
Absolutely. I want to... quickly here, because we're almost running short on time here. We still got some time left on the clock, but it's ticking away. Some of the bands playing this year for the summer concert series. Next week, it's the Dixie Dudes.
Dixie Dudes and Dance. I left the word dance off there.
Okay.
That's in their title on the name.
Okay.
They're a 40 and a 50 Dixieland style band.
Okay.
Then in June 19th, is a Steamroller band, blues, country, and folksy type of music. We try to mix it up just a little bit so there's a little of everything. Then June 26th, the Fundamentals, pop rock, oldies, Motown classic.
And that's a good band.
Very good.
I know and Kevin very well.
Most of these bands are within a 30-mile radius of this mm-hmm. area, one from Litchfield. We have also Bobby Remack, another band out of Springfield, and he's unusual, like the River Ramblers here. He has the big bands with the Standards.
Right. And he's played down here quite a bit.
We've had him twice. We've had them twice, and the attendance is very good, so we keep bringing back. When the attendance is good, we always bring them back because that's what the public wants.
Absolutely.
Then on July 10th, after July 4th, the Five and Dimer Band, that's a Staunton band,
mm-hmm.
they have the Bluegrass and Folks. I never knew what bluegrass was. I have to admit that until I started booking these bands and find out there's different things. I had to learn all this, and I'm still listening and learning. Then, of course, on July 17th, we have Mark's band, the River Ramblers, Lively Tradition Bluegrass. Then July 24th is the Heartland Band, Country Classic and Fiddler Players, one we were just talking about.
Right.
And closing night every year for 8 years, on July 31st is Steve Davis, mm-hmm. Memories of Elvis. And that's when we have about 800 to 1,000 people show up. And they start showing up at 5 o'clock. They want to get the best seat in the house. They're all over the place. But we have 9 bands this year, and we always do good. And it's free. Bring your own lawn chair. We have a few picnic tables spread throughout the area. Concerts run from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. It's 90 minutes, as Uncle Ralph said, 90 minutes straight.
Mm-hmm.
That way, nobody has to worry about. But we have restrooms for. It's inside restrooms. I'm going to say because everybody asked me where the outhouse.
Yeah, it's close by.
It's right there in the park.
Yeah,
it's absolutely. 20 yards away from the bandstand there.
Absolutely.
And then the. being the eighth year, we learn every one of them. And it's on our pavilion, so you don't have to worry about if it's too hot or too cold.
Right.
It's beautiful weather. We always have. It's if you can't find the park, it's easy because you all have to do is look for the big white water tower. And if you come down, you come into downtown Pinell on 138 and 4, you'll see the signs pointing in the right direction too to find it. But we all have fun. It's a family oriented thing.
You're out
of there before it gets dark, so you're on the way home, and probably home unless you're going to Hillsboro or Litchfield or, you know, you're going more than 20 miles because we finish at 8:30 and it. At the last show on July 31st, it's just starting to come back. Gets dark at 8:30.
So everything except for the summer concert series.
Yes, sir. We're on the way now.
And somewhere along that, those dates, Mickey, that you were just speaking of, somewhere along there, I'm sure we will have one of them nights when the skies will open up and we will have thunder and lightning and wind and rain, just, you know, to keep everybody... on their toes.
Last year we were watching Raider on three different nights there. It was one day it was storming up to 4:30, then the sun come out, and as soon as the sun come out at 6 o'clock, they start showing up, and we had a nice crowd. Another night it was 6 o'clock, and then there was a storm warning that was coming out of the northwest, but it stayed farther west of us. But we were watching. We watched the weather all the time because that's what we have to judge everything. All the way. I don't like to look at the weather reports until that day.
And, of course, Mark, this is a good opportunity for your band to open up this area and let the people from Gillespie, Bunnell, Staunton, even the Litchfield area get to know your group and see what you guys are made of.
It's amazing to me over the years of all the different areas that you get introduced to and then the callbacks you get from people that come out of nowhere. How you don't know where the next call is coming from because somebody's heard you somewhere, you know, and chased you
down. And when you stand up on that stage, it's amazing if you're playing in a proximity, like we said here, 30 miles or so, of how many familiar faces you see out there that was here and watched you, and then they'll come to the next place and listen to you.
It's all fun. It's what you make it. We do it because we love it, and, you know, that's what it's all about.
Mark, as we come to a close, real quick plug for your band. Anyone wanting more information, is there, I'm assuming, Facebook website that they can go to?
Well, there is. I don't maintain it. You can look it up. You can probably look up River Ramblers on there and find it on a website or Facebook. There's a girl who follows our band who does that for us since we're scattered out.
It's always good to have one of those people.
That's right. She's our number one groupie. And she does a good job in helping us out with that. So there is a Facebook page out there.
Okay. Just type in or Google River Ramblers Band and you'll find it.
I can leave you a phone number, and it's 217-628-9275 is my cell number. And somebody wants to contact us, that's a good way to do it.
Well, Mark, best of luck on the 17th. I'm hoping that you'll have a good turnout. And Mickey, as we come to a close here, I know the Tour de Cole is fast approaching.
Right. We're about 90 days off from here, a little more than 90 days. But the Tour de Cole bike ride is going to be back for its 7th annual ride. And every year it gets bigger and bigger. And it's going to be in September. And the fall weather starts turning a little bit. We start at 7 o'clock in the morning. I just mentioned that the applications are available. We're starting to receive them already. You can go to our website, www.colecountrychamber.com. Okay. ColeCountryChamber.com, and download an application or anything or any information because our website is up to date at this, I think, today.
Okay.
And it's got all the information, pictures on the past few years of the bike rides and anything they want to know and how to contact us.
All right. And that's going to do it for the Wednesday talk show. Our guests this week were Mickey Robinson from the Cole Country Chamber of Commerce and Mark Bourne from the River Ramblers Band. Uncle Ralph, next week we've got Erica Kennett and Ron Diebendorfer coming in talking about the Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation. So we'll see you next week, and we'll talk to you next week. Thanks so much for listening.